This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Today is Monday, May 12th. The news sponsored by Parties on the Plaza at Westport Plaza. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri lawmakers have approved a nearly $53 billion budget. That budget includes money for a bump in salary for state troopers, education, and $50 million for a new nuclear research reactor at the University of Missouri. It now heads to Governor Kehoe's desk for his signature. This session, Missouri lawmakers have taken care of the state's veterans' homes, but problems still loom.
The approved budget makes sure none of the state's 7 veterans' homes is in danger of closing for now. But Veterans Commission Chairman Kelly McClellan says funding sources are running dry.
There's 11 different funds that support the Missouri Veterans Commission, and 3 of those have faced the risk of insolvency for several years.
Meanwhile, the costs of caring for veterans has gone up 79% since 2019. McClellan says even though the commission has cut spending across all programs, it still needs a long-term financial solution to avoid cutting all the way to the bone. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
KMOX News continuing to follow the fallout from a deadly parvovirus outbreak at St. Louis County Animal Care and Control. Veterinarian Dr. Douglas Pernikoff abruptly resigned Friday after at least 19 dogs were euthanized. County health officials gave conflicting dates on when the first parvo case was detected. Questions are also being raised about why sick animals weren't identified sooner and whether the shelter will reopen safely. The county confirms the shelter remains closed. No official statement has been released beyond confirming Pernikoff's resignation. KMOX has submitted a sunshine request for the plan he filed with the state. On Mother's Day, a new Illinois law went into effect aiming to better protect survivors of domestic violence. Carolina Caribe with WBBM in Chicago has more.
Karina's law is named after Karina Gonzalez, who, along with her 15-year-old daughter Daniela, was allegedly shot and killed by Gonzalez's husband in the summer of 2023, despite having an order of protection against him.
Since then, I've often dreamed of a world where my mom doesn't have me, but she's happy. A world where she doesn't flinch at the sound of a door slamming, where she isn't scared to go to sleep, wondering if she'll wake up, where no one tells her I love you while holding a gun to her head.
Gonzalez's surviving son, Manny Alvarez, marks the first day of Karina's law in a Mother's Day video posted by domestic violence prevention organization, The Network. The law requires law enforcement to temporarily remove guns from a person who has an order of protection against them when the alleged victim successfully seeks firearm removal as a remedy in court.
An immigrant woman from Mexico who worked dead-end jobs and survived an abusive husband will now go on to save the lives of other domestic violence victims.
St. Louis County Police are investigating after they say an officer shot a suspect who pulled a gun on him. It happened just after 9 o'clock Saturday night in the 9800 block of Green Valley Drive near Delwood. The 24-year-old officer was not hurt. The suspect was taken to the hospital and is now in police custody. The family of a woman killed during a winter crash has filed suit against a MoDOT commission. On January 15th, 35-year-old Colleen Lishway died after a semi hit her car at 60 miles an hour. Lishway had stopped on I-44 near Vandeventer. The lawsuit filed by her husband claims she couldn't move on to the shoulder due to dangerous conditions created by snow improperly piled. It says the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission should have known the risks of poor snow removal. Lishway was the coach of the men's and women's water polo teams at McKendree University. A fight between two home building companies could end up costing homeowners. It's a legal battle between McBride Homes and the Builders Block, which was once part of McBride but was spun off 10 years ago as an independent company. McBride fired Builders Block earlier this year, then sued them, claiming delays that cost them $13 million. Builders Block is suing back, claiming that McBride filed dozens of false real estate records over the past year in Jefferson, St. Charles, and Franklin counties in an attempt to avoid paying them. According to the Post-Dispatch, that means homeowners could be liable to pay those bills if a judge agrees that McBride filed fraudulent records. More than 400 homes are involved. Newtown, St. Charles is getting its own grocery store. Dierbergs planning a new location near the 370 interchange as part of a retail development that will include other stores and a restaurant. Construction could begin soon with a fall 2026 completion date. Dierbergs has 27 other stores.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.